This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Let's do it. Out to the River Islands guest line for Steve Kerr, presented by Great Clips in Sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Here we go. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good, and it's funny. We sat here. Dibs and I were doing the pregame stuff last night, and our guys hit the breaking news sounder. And it was like, Giannis is not going to play. And Dibs and I looked at each other, and the first thing we said, oh, boy, Steve has always told us he hates when that happens, when the star player on the other team is out, because it just creates a whole different dynamic around the game. So can you take us through when you found out and how that kind of changes things for you guys last night?
Well, we probably found out right when you found out. It was about an hour before the game, and somebody came in and told us that that he was out, and so we immediately shifted into game plan mode. Who's probably going to start? How do we want to match up? All that stuff. And but every NBA coach feels this way. It's not just me. It's this is a league-wide thing where the star sits and there's somebody really talented behind that guy who can't wait to get out and, nothing to lose, let it fly. And these games are always difficult. And that game was already going to be difficult, traveling across the country, playing the next day, 6 game in 10 nights. So my guard was up regardless. As soon as he went out, it just felt, it actually felt worse in a weird way.
Which becomes the bigger factor, Milwaukee getting up or the Warriors letting down a little?
Well, you always prepare your players for, these potential letdowns. And so you talk about it. And I don't think we had a letdown personally. I think, honestly, we just weren't sharp. And Milwaukee played a phenomenal game. They made 19 threes. They made some insane shots. Down the stretch to close the game out. Sometimes you just have to credit your opponent. And I'm really proud of our guys, to start out the season with this schedule. I mean, it's been a crazy schedule to start the season. To start out the way we have, you're not going to be at your sharpest every single night. And last night was one of those nights where we just didn't quite have it. But you tip your hat to your opponent because they made a ton of shots and played hard and play better than we did.
Yeah, Steve, it's been a little bit of a brisk pace, right? I think you're only one of three teams that has already played six games on the schedule. That said, I wonder how you would respond to that idea, because I think fans going into this season are mindful of the age of your team. So when the whole idea of fatigue comes up this quickly into a season, some are just quick to jump and go, see, you know, here we go. So how do you kind of respond to that issue this early in the year?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I'm talking about fatigue after the game, it has nothing to do with our age. It has to do with the schedule. Six games in 10 nights to start the season. Your team is not in game shape on opening night. It's just not the way it works, because you're not going to play guys 35 minutes in the preseason multiple times. So it always takes a couple weeks for your 35-minute a night guys to, you know, get their feet underneath them, get their legs underneath them, and get into the groove of the season. So I think for our fans who are, you know, worried about the age, to me this is more just about starting out the long season, you know, without much of a break in four different cities and six games in 10 days. It's a lot for any team, regardless of age. So we'll get our legs underneath us. Every team has to go through difficult schedule stretches. We happen to be in the midst of one. This next nine games is pretty rough. So we've got to find our way through, just like every other team has to find their way through.
Yeah, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but you got that six-game trip in five cities coming up in about 10 days. So, yeah, tough now and then tough again later. Do you try to mitigate what you're describing, Steve, with a little bit of a deeper bench to start the year? That way you can kind of get more players up to speed in the early 10 games of the year?
Yes, yes. And that's why you see me playing so many guys. I've gone 12 deep in several of the games so far. And you know, that's good and bad. You know, on the bright side, guys are getting minutes, and hopefully you're not overloading, you know, your main guys. But at the same time, it's tougher for guys to settle into roles, you know, and I'm cognizant of that. You know, Moses only played about 10 minutes last night, and you know, I wanted to get him out there more, but I'm searching because we're not playing well. I'm searching for different combinations. And so there's some give and take in all of that. And but we'll find our groove. We'll find a consistent rotation. And like I said, I'm really pleased with the 4-2 start. You know, last night was disappointing, but at the same time, this is the NBA, and you got talented guys over there regardless of who's playing, and some of the shot making from Milwaukee last night, combined with our turnovers, 22 turnovers against a team that really wasn't putting any pressure on us. They deserve to win, so you give them credit.
Steve Kerr with us, as he is every week, Weather and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Yeah, speaking of shot making on the other side, and Steve, you've always struck us as the kind of person who's happy for other people, so I'm sure you're happy for Ryan Rollins, but how does it sit that's Ryan Rollins? That's a guy you guys had in your system.
Yeah, that's just part of the NBA, you know. I mean, almost every player in the league ends up going to multiple teams, and you know, we obviously liked Ryan a lot coming out of the draft from Toledo, and he was an impressive young guy and a good guy. And but you know, he's part of that Chris Paul trade where it's really you know, major financial transaction, you know, unloading a lot of years of money. And a lot of times young players are, you know, in the mix in those type of trades. So good for Ryan for getting his next opportunity and making the most of it, and obviously making us pay last night.
Oh, boy, yeah, it was the Ryan Rollins revenge game that none of us saw coming, Steve. And you talk about that trade. Is it sometimes just ballast where you have to make the money work and it's a player that you like, but you need to balance it out? And is that what the case was in this one? Because I know that Patrick Baldwin Jr. was also tossed in the mix as well to try to balance things out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would be a Mike Dunleavy question, but my understanding of that deal was, you know, that's what made the money work. And you know, any other particulars I'm not really aware of, but you know, it's when we had Ryan, you know, he spent some time in the G League, but he was playing behind, you know, Steph and Jordan and others. So there wasn't much of an opportunity for him here, but this is a very common story in the NBA. I mean, for every player, it's about opportunity. And like I said, he didn't get that opportunity with us because of the circumstances, but he's getting it now with Milwaukee, and he's doing great.
Steve Kerr with us. Steve, I'd love to ask you a few Jonathan questions, because I got to think that the biggest storyline so far is the way he's playing. And Steve, I'll tell you, my favorite thing is not even just the way he's playing, but what I hear him saying after the games, where he really talked about everything that he focused on this offseason. He said he's grown. I'd love to hear from you. Why do you think, whatever the message has been through the years, why is it all clicking on the court now?
Well, every player sort of progresses at a different rate, and every player has a different level of experience. You know, there's all kinds of factors that play into this. And, you know, I guess, you know, from my vantage point, it's, you know, JK is now the age of, you know, guys like Jimmy and Steph and Draymond when they came into the league, you know, and that's not really an exaggeration. Maybe it is by 6 months or so, but, you know, he just turned 23. And the 1 year that he played in the G League was not even really a real year. It was the COVID G League bubble in Orlando. I think he played 8 or 9 games. So, you know, you look at JK's youth, his, you know, the fact that he picked up the sport late. He came to a championship team that, you know, didn't have minutes for him. And it's never a linear path. We know that. The thing I'm really happy about is just his maturity, his growth. Our conversations have been great. He really seems to be embracing the role we're asking of him, you know, the rebounding and guarding the ball and, you know, figuring out how to play next to Jimmy and Draymond. It's been wonderful to see, and I'm thrilled for JK.
Steve, I think one thing that's really bouncing around in fans' heads right now is, because coming out of the summer and listening to his agent talk and all of these things, there was really the thought that Jonathan wanted to go somewhere where he could play a lot, score more points, what have you. Watching him play through these first 6 games, he's not only playing well, but he looks to the eye like he's happy. Do you think he's happy? Do you think he wants to now be here long term?
I do think he's happy, and I think there's a reason he's happy. He's got incredible teammates. You know, these guys are just amazing. The way they've taken him under their wing, the vets on our team, Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, Al, you know, they're really taking good care of him and helping him understand how this league works and embracing him. And obviously, you know, it's not just because they're great guys. They see his potential, and they want to be a great team. And they know that Jonathan can play a big role in that, which he has in the early going. So this is a good place to be. I mean, you know, every player wants opportunity. Every player wants to really be able to, you know, get, you know, blossom and play the game he wants to play. And so JK is no different. I just think that with the way our team is structured and with the way he has approached this year, he's taken advantage of the opportunity, and he's doing the things that we've wanted him to do in the past, but maybe he wasn't, you know, quite as aware or capable, but he sure seems in tune with all those things now, and it's just been fun to watch.
To that end, have you and the other coaches on the staff changed the way you've gone about coaching him or communicating with him, or is it just he came back, contract is settled, and now he's taking off with what you've already been telling him for years?
No, there's no change in the way we've approached anything. You know, it's always a group effort with our staff. We have a lot of people who work closely with JK and you know, give him support. And I just think the totality of that effort over the last few years, it's paying off, as is JK's persistence and, you know, and his awareness of, you know, the things he needs to do to help us. And like I said, this is not easy. You know, the NBA is a really difficult league, and everything is about winning. And you know, there's a lot of young players who take some time to figure it out and to grow and to get where they need to be. And But every player has a little different path, so it's just the way it is.
Steve Kerr with us on Willard and Dibbs. Let's talk about another one of those young players, Steve, Al Horford. I'd love to hear you kind of tell us how he's figuring this out, right? It's a new team. Some nights he won't play. The minutes are a little bit more limited, and there are times where he does look like, I don't know if uncomfortable is the right word, but, you know, trying to figure it out. So what are you seeing and planning with him?
Well, I couldn't be happier with, how he fits in with the team, both on and off the court, the mentoring of younger guys, the stability, the spacing, the defense. He's a perfect fit for us. It's always tough to go to a new team, and it never happens on its own right away. It always takes some time. So it'll take Al a little bit of time. I thought watching the tape, he was in perfect position on four straight plays down the stretch, and he gets great shot challenges after switches. It just made everything. And, like I said in the beginning of this conversation, sometimes you just have to congratulate the other team and move forward. And I thought Al was actually a lot better last night than it looked on TV, because nothing went his way. Shots didn't go down for him, and every shot that he contested, it just seemed like was going in for them. So just one of those nights.
Yeah, a couple of nice blocks and back-to-back possessions there, one in the perimeter, one on the interior. I'm wondering about when you saw the tape and you looked at Kuminga, especially in the fourth quarter, do you think maybe you should have gotten more opportunities for Jonathan, the guy who was really having the biggest scoring night, and he didn't get his first bucket until there's about 2 minutes left?
Yeah, we could have gone to J.K. Moore. I think that the problem all game was our spacing. We had no rhythm in the game, and so it's not so much about, throw someone the ball and get out of the way. It's about how the game connects. I talk about that all the time. The game never connected last night. Our switching defense was bad. Our spacing in transition was bad. Our spacing when we got the ball to Jimmy was poor. And so a lot of the opportunities that JK has had in the early part of the season have come from us really executing well, and then there's an opening and then he attacks. Those openings weren't there for him last night because as a team we didn't execute very well. But for sure, I could have gotten them the ball better and more often. Wasn't a great game by any of us or our team or me, so we got to get better tomorrow.
Steve, I want to go back to the schedule thoughts that you threw out there, and I certainly don't want to make it sound like you were complaining or have a complaint. Maybe you do. If you were able to tweak the NBA schedule at all or how it comes together, what would you do?
I'd shorten the season, but it's not going to happen. I've talked about this a lot in the past, but we've got 82 games going still at a time where the athletes are running faster and further than ever before. It's the same in every sport. The NFL guys are bigger, stronger, getting hit harder, playing in more space. You look at tennis. I mean, watch it, a Borg-McEnroe match from the 80s and tell me they're playing the same sport. The athletes are covering so much more ground in the NBA, guarding the three-point line, playing faster than we did, 25 years ago. And I don't think it's a coincidence that you're seeing all these hamstring injuries. There's like 10 hamstring pulls early in the season, all the Achilles injuries last year. I think we have to account for that, but I just don't think we're going to because of the economics involved. I don't think anybody wants to give up games because that means giving up revenue. But if we're serious about player health and performance and getting the best results and putting the best product on the floor, we would shorten the season to 72 games, I think.
Yeah, and that's probably the sweet spot. I was looking earlier because I had heard you made these comments before, and the last year, the last dance, the Lakers led the league in pace at 93.5. And based on last year, they would be far and away dead last in the association in just pure pace. And, that was the fastest team in basketball only, 27 years ago?
Dead last. And the other factor is because of the three-point line, you now have to guard a much bigger court, much, much bigger sort of radius in your defensive coverage. You, you have to protect in the paint. Then you have to run out to 27 feet. You know, when I played, you had to run out to 20 feet, and there might have been one or two guys who could shoot a three, and they only took a few of them, and so the game was played in a smaller imprint. So it's a totally different game, and by the way, players are playing harder than ever. The full court pressure, a lot of teams are, you know, just pressuring full court, and with that kind of pace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
That kind of defensive intensity, it's incredible. Same thing in soccer. I don't know if you guys are soccer fans. You know,
I'm
a Liverpool. I like watching Liverpool. I watch the Premier League. You see these guys pressing in soccer now. They didn't used to do that 10 years ago. And so it's the same concept in all these sports. You know, everyone's playing faster. Everyone's more athletic. We have more knowledge, better training, better nutrition. So the athletes have all gotten better and faster and stronger, and they're running further distances. But we're not accounting for that with the 82-game schedule.
So I assume then when your ex-teammate Michael Jordan came out this week and said he doesn't understand load management, you lobbed him a call and told him what's up.
Sure I did.
Yeah,
as far as I remember. Yeah.
Did you hear any of that, by the way, Steve?
I read the headline, but I didn't read the story. But
yeah.
I get it. I mean, look, he was a machine. I mean, he probably wouldn't have had any problem. He was like LeBron is, you know, today. Like, he was in a different world than everybody else athletically, and he never missed games. And if he played today, I don't think he'd ever miss games either. He'd be just like LeBron. But most guys don't have those kind of genetic gifts.
Right, and he's a unicorn. And some of those possessions, as you know, were, all right, Mike, you go ahead and score, and the four of us will be here on the weak side, you know, exchanging phone numbers.
That's right. Different game.
Yep.
All right, so how does an NBA coach spend Halloween in Indianapolis? What are you dressed up as tonight?
I think I'll dress up as Mike Ditka. And wear the Bears, you know, that the old school Bears jersey, put the stash on. That's one of my favorite costumes.
You might need a little girth under your shirt to make that really work, though, Steve.
So, a little bit, and the stash and the glasses are really the key, I think.
Speaking of dressing up, what was the exchange between you and that guy who had your jersey on the other night?
Yeah, he just he yelled my name, and I turned around. I saw him wearing the jersey, and I didn't realize he had like the full uniform on, and I didn't realize he was trying to be me. So I just saw the jersey, and I said, "It's a nice jersey. You can't find those anywhere. They're all sold out." You know, I just made a joke to him, and I don't know. And then he started yelling something, and the security grabbed it. I wasn't even aware of what was happening, to be honest with you.
Speaking of throwback moments, I don't know if you saw Jonathan Kuminga's agent, Aaron Turner, but he tweeted out a picture of you as a player and him as like a 5-year-old. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah, so Aaron reminded me of this. The day we met, when he represented JK and we drafted him, he showed me the picture, that picture, and he reminded me that I had lunch with him and his grandfather, and I remembered it because his grandfather was a huge Cavs fan, sent me a letter and said, he said, I'm a huge fan. My grandson's a huge fan. We'd love to meet you. And, you know, there was a different era back then where you actually got letters and responded. And so we actually went out to lunch when Aaron was probably 4 or 5 years old and in Cleveland somewhere. I remembered it, and we had a good laugh about it.
No wow. way, Steve. Wait, yeah. That's an incredible story.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. If only you had known back then that maybe you could have said something to him that day to guide him into this situation, maybe would have been a little quicker this summer.
Who knew?
Oh,
anyway,
man.
All's well that ends well. So, you know, it's like JK is playing really well, and we're happy for him. And, you know, the thing I have told him, you know, the last couple of years is if you can find your place with this group, which he's doing now, which is great, Jimmy and Dre and Steph are only here for so long. This, you know, you can expand your game eventually and become the focal point. You know, but you, in order to really find your way now, these are the things you have to do. And he's doing those things, and I'm really, really impressed and really happy for him.
Love it. Well, Steve, before you run, I wanted to also maybe get some advice from you. Draymond Green's podcast is now on the Odyssey Network, which makes him a coworker for us. And so we thought maybe you could give us some advice on how to be a good coworker. What do you guys discuss there in the break room? Things like that with Draymond.
I would just wear Michigan State gear and he'll be happy. Yeah. He's one of my favorite things about Dre is his loyalty to Tom Izzo and the Spartans and his college experience. And, you know, I'll still hear him, you know, whooping and hollering, watching a Michigan State game on the plane, and it's awesome. The guy is one of the reasons that I think we have had such a good connection over the years is we both love our schools. You know, we both feel a loyalty to our old coaches, our old teams, and to each other. And Draymond is just unbelievably loyal and passionate, and I love that about him.
All right, go Sparty and go Cats. Steve, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat.
throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.